Hey guys, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Rachel Roberts.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. Yeah. So big news.
Okay.
Big news.
Okay.
I found out the song from the Roni promo.
I totally forgot to follow up on that.
It's called Queen is a King. We got it as a recommendation through a connection with Jerry Leo.
Oh.
Which, who is?
Yeah. Like the Wizard of Oz? I don't know. What do you call him?
He's the head of programming and production for Bravo.
Jerry Leo is the head of programming and production and basically makes everything we love happen. But yeah, I also have the YouTube link, which we will include in the show notes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who's it by?
It is by, let me click on it, by Liv Keegan.
All right. There you go, T.Y. Stett.
But yeah, so you're all welcome. I hope you enjoy it. My second piece of big news is last night I was at drinks, and who walks in and breaks a glass but Elizabeth Warren?
Oh, my God. She broke a glass?
Yeah, there was like a crash, and then we saw someone like flee the scene, and my friend was like, that's Elizabeth Warren. I was like, oh my God, it is Elizabeth Warren. And then her like handler person looked at us and we're like, is that Elizabeth Warren? He was like, yes, it is.
Wow. So, I feel better about breaking glasses in bars.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren does too.
It's not exactly an A-list celeb, but it'll do.
What?
It'll do.
I don't think there's a higher celebrity than a congresswoman.
I was once, have you ever been to Saxon and Pearl
downtown? No.
It's got like beautiful old plate glass windows kind of in front that are like built into these wooden doors.
Did you break one?
I threw essentially a Manhattan at the window, but the glass broke, not the window, thank God.
Oh my God, Grace.
It caused a scene.
Did you?
Why?
How did you throw it?
I was gesticulating wildly.
Oh my God, and you
and
were drunk.
Slipped right out. Yeah, there are Manhattans. There's like a Manhattan for two that I took for one.
Mm. As Bethany would say, you're a drunk.
You're a drunk.
So working with housewives can feel like a 24-hour job, which I love. But believe it or not, I do sleep. And I take that sleep very seriously, and that's why I'm obsessed with Nectar Mattress. The Nectar Sleep Mattress uses a unique 5-layer technology to make it America's most comfortable mattress. The memory foam means you can wake up pain-free every day. And Nectar sleepers actually fall asleep 20% faster than people who sleep on other mattresses. Nectar believes in love at first night. Aww. But in case you don't fall in love the first night, they're offering 365 nights to decide if you're 100% satisfied. If you're not, they will pick up the mattress for free and give you a full refund. And they're giving you Daily Dish listeners an incredible offer. Buy now and get $125 off and 2 free premium pillows, plus free delivery. That's so much free stuff. So go to nectarsleep.com/dish, D-I-S-H, the podcast you're listening to experience the best sleep you've ever had for every night for the rest of your life.
So today we're going to be talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Southern Charm, and Real Housewives of New York City.
And we're going to be playing my interview with Stassi Schroeder to celebrate the season finale of Vanderpump Rules. I can't believe it's over.
Yeah, she talked about the end of her relationship with Patrick, how she met her new boyfriend, and which housewife she would want to join Vanderpump Rules.
Yes. Plus, stick around at the end for a special announcement.
I don't know if it's an announcement people will like.
Right. We can't. It's probably more of a like sad notice.
But don't worry.
Yeah.
So just wait till the end.
You're all just going to be skipping along to the end, aren't you?
All right, so should we talk about this week's reunion of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yes. I just loved the beginning. I don't know if it's up yet on the site. It's currently
the
Friday.
The cold open?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where it's like them being like, I'm nervous about this,
oh, yeah,
and they
up.
Show the footage. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
I loved that editing choice.
Yes.
Ryan Flynn.
I was in the hallway when Andy's like, all right, are we ready to film? Let's go into one of the rooms. And I was like, oh, wow.
I loved when Kyle was like, are you not going to get ready? He's like, it takes me 3 minutes, Kyle. Come on.
How come you're not all dressed?
It will take me 3 minutes.
Where did they shoot Beverly Hills Reunion?
It was in a studio. I'm trying to think what the... Who is it that makes E.T.?
Steven Spielberg?
No, but what's the studio?
Is it Universal? No, it can't be.
Anyway.
DreamWorks?
No.
I'm just going to name studios.
Warner Brothers.
Focus Features.
Not Warner Brothers. Anyway.
Yeah.
The reason I know that part is they had like fun facts. Like,
like on the walls?
Framed on the walls. And then in the bathroom, they had the script of E.T. Like it was part of the wallpaper.
It is Universal.
Okay. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool.
That is a cool fact.
Yeah.
What did we think about Lisa Rinna's wig?
Well, it's no wig. It's her hair.
It's her actual hair?
I mean, they put pieces in, but not a wig. Because I saw them doing it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thank you for...
Yeah, you're welcome.
Explaining that, because I thought for sure it was a wig.
No.
What did we think of it anyway?
It's funny because she had told me that her hairstyle was inspired by her own photo shoot for Playboy.
Right.
And then she had much darker hair, and I think I liked it better that way. And it was kind of like looser waves. But that's... I like that she's trying different things.
I agree. I just, like, had she just come out with the Lisa Rinna hair, wouldn't have been enough.
Right.
I didn't know that Meg Ryan and John Cougar Mellencamp were a couple. A couple that broke up 3 years ago are now then back together. Like, they've been on and off for a long period of time. I had no idea, and I love Meg Ryan.
They always, like, will put in magazines and stuff, because I get Us Weekly sent to me for... I don't pay for it. It just comes to me.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
But, yeah, they always put, like, items in there ever so often. It's like, oh, yeah, they're still together.
Aww.
So, I had no idea. Yeah. When Lisa Rinna asked that, I was like, why is she asking about Meg Ryan?
And then, I mean, I put two and two together. But
she has the most interesting, like, list of former lovers.
Meg Ryan?
I was going to say, who is
Dennis Russell Quaid? Russell Crowe, John Cusack, and now John Cougar Mellencamp.
I think they all make sense.
But, like, they're different.
They are different, but they're all very, like... All American guys,
right? They all played like
for Russell Crowe.
Oh yeah, I guess he's Australian. But is he Australian or New Zealand?
I think he's Australian. But all of them kind of played like cool young dads in like the late '90s, early 2000s.
I just see them like kind of weathered in jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, they're like responsible, but maybe a little immature.
Right. Yep. I love John Cusack.
Yes, me too.
I weirdly love Dennis Quaid.
Oh, yeah. I still like more in their relationship. Yeah. And that was like 30 years, like when I was born. So anyway, I didn't know that. But I do want to just talk about Erica in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was just not having it at all.
That's how I felt, too, being in the green room watching everything unfold. I was just like, oh. Like, and Andy was trying with a couple of things. Like, he tried with the John Mellencamp thing. And she's like, well, why would he need to perform with me? Like, she said it in a way that wasn't self-deprecating or like, oh, I'm not worthy. It was just like, you're just being cold.
Possible Erica Jane collaboration is what I'm seeing.
What? With Teddy's dad?
Yeah.
No, Teddy's father's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He doesn't need to collaborate with anyone.
All right, you don't like that idea.
At a certain point, like, I liked it because, like, she's obviously aware of who she is and who John Cougar Mellencamp is. And, like, but to be mad at Andy to, like, put that together as just, like, a silly joke is so, like, come on, Erica.
He tried it again. I don't know if they'll show it later in the reunion, but with Christina Aguilera. Well, would you ever... you know, duet with her. And she's like, why would she ever need to? She's Christina Aguilera. Like, it was the exact same response.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I get it because it's almost like making the comparison is a little, like, shady because, like, we all know that she's not on Christina Aguilera and John, and herself obviously knows that this different levels. So it's kind of like suggesting that is kind of like, pointing it out. I don't know. It's kind of a shady question.
Yeah.
Or it's a shady... But I think Andy was just trying to lighten the mood.
Yeah. I don't think she felt well. She had made a couple of comments.
About the migraine?
She said that, but she had also said something like, I'm sorry, guys, I'm just not feeling well. So I think she wasn't feeling great, which is not how you want to come into a reunion.
My migraine is worse.
No, I always think that, like, it's already so terrible. Imagine if you weren't well. Yeah. It would just be horrible.
Right.
God, the thought of sitting on that stage for, like, it's like 8 hours, right? Yeah. With a migraine.
No, I wouldn't be able to.
No.
But that's why, yeah. I always think about this because I get debilitating migraines where, like, my sight goes. Mm-hmm. And Tori Spelling, I guess, also does. I went through, like, a weekend where I read all of her autobiographies.
Do they also arrive at your house?
I don't know how they got here. And the day of her first wedding, she started to get a migraine. And so she immediately called a masseuse in. And
as you do.
Yeah. But ever since then, whenever I feel one, I go get a massage and it fixes it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I get, where you get like, it's, they're called auras. Yes. And you start to like, your vision just starts to close in.
Yes.
Ooh.
Ladies, if you have auras with your migraines, you should not be on the birth control pill. I learned that after years of being on it.
Oh.
Not a doctor, but this is what I've heard.
No, yeah, right. I was also told that.
This is not actual medical advice. Right.
But back to the reunion. What did I write down? I wrote, this is something that I think that for some reason Lisa Vanderpump never gets, but it's like, the fact that she can sit there and be like, I'm going to let everything go with Dorit. It's whatever. But then she's still bringing up something from 6 years ago to Kyle about being not able to let go of a grudge.
Right.
It didn't feel authentic and genuine when you acted like the things she was saying and doing didn't bother you.
It's just like, don't you see how you... How does she not see? I don't get it. Like,
yeah.
How can you be so forgiving of Dorit and then not just let some stuff go with Kyle?
It is strange. I mean, I felt very much as Erica did when she starts laughing. And she's just like, this is so silly.
Right.
You guys are going to be friends at the end of the day. Why are we even going through this?
I'm smiling. I am. I think that, you know, you guys have a decade of history.
Okay,
I know
well, let
it
me
work
get on
out.
With this then, because you're right, we do. So I need to stay on track.
That's
what was it?
It's not going to all work out.
Okay.
That's the whole point.
We talk a lot in Bravo. We talk about, like, high stakes of feuds. And for me, I'm like, no, for them, they're always going to be friends. Like, I think they'll never do something to the other that's unforgivable. You know?
Ooh, I feel like you just set a challenge.
Okay,
right.
Knock on wood.
I also wrote down Dorit doubling down on Erica leaving is like,
well,
you like Dorit, just say, I shouldn't have said what I said. It was all of us.
You made a mountain out of a molehill.
How did I make a mountain?
Even
Kyle,
if you see the footage,
all I had
they would
said.
Use their most dramatic they had, and that's what they had. My
so
frustration
you to,
was.
So you want me to remember what's actually on camera?
Yeah.
Actually, what
if you're
going
to bring it up, you better remember correctly.
Oh,
that's
so,
what
but
you
that
work
is
on.
What happened, Kyle.
Gotta have
that
receipts.
Is what happened.
You have.
Right,
you
did have a very strong reaction.
Need
I
receipts.
Didn't make
my
that
reaction
up,
was shown on camera, and
no,
it wasn't huge.
No. You had a very strong reaction when the cameras went down.
Like, because Kyle is right. If they had something more, they would have used it.
From what we saw, it was nothing.
It was nothing. And not just, because I don't think it was nothing. I think saying it was absolutely nothing isn't the case either, because they all were kind of like, that was sucked. Like, why did Erica leave? Like, ugh, right? So they all did say that, but to say it was just Kyle was so, even thinking back to me watching that episode, it was so odd for her to just say it was Kyle, because they were all saying it in a conversation that Dorit was a part of. It's not like Dorit got up and was like, nope, I'm going to walk away because I don't want to talk about Erica like this. Like, that's not what happened, Dorit. You're not, like, somehow absolved because, I don't know. Even if something else was said.
Yeah.
Even if, like, it doesn't matter because you all were a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then we see on part two.
Next week, the reunion continues.
But what's giving me attitude about that?
My fave forever, Camille, comes out.
All right, so I want to talk about Southern Charm. Specifically, I want to start with Patricia being the queen of etiquette and her getting something very wrong about etiquette, which is when you throw someone a baby shower, you are supposed to invite people that that person is friends with. Mm-hmm. Patricia was like, no, I'm throwing the shower, so I'll pick the guest list. Underlying, like, what she wasn't saying is I'm not inviting Catherine, so you can forget it.
Right.
I'll get some names together who I want to invite.
Well, since I'm giving the party, that should be my call.
Okay.
I am so beyond flattered, but I am a little worried that she might leave some people off the guest list, though. One redhead in particular.
But yeah, that upset me. It's not very nice.
No, I do wish that Cameron would have, like, directly been, like...
Fought a little harder.
Yeah, because I would have... If only to see Patricia have to squirm around it.
Right.
And have to be like, what was that, Michael? Bye! Yeah. Or like, you know, whatever.
I feel like Naomi's taken all the hits for the team. Like, she confronted JD kind of by herself. And now she's like, so Patricia, like, Catherine's changed. What's your problem?
I don't get her problem with Catherine whatsoever.
Yeah. I think she, yeah.
I've never understood it.
Me neither.
Like, I don't, like... Bad behavior. I mean, Thomas.
Because that's who she loves. She loves Thomas, right. And therefore she hates Catherine.
I know, but it's like, he doesn't even hate Catherine.
No, I know.
And then also, what is the bad, is it the bad behavior? Is it the, like, what is it? Because, sorry, honey, but Thomas exhibits all of that same bad behavior.
Totally.
He's gone to jail for it.
Right.
So, like, as is public record. So, like, come on, what is your issue?
Right.
It upsets me because it's just, like, so mean.
It is mean. That said, I love how Patricia, like, I could see how bad she made Naomi feel in that moment when she was like, someone's at the door, I've really got to go. And I was like, oh, I would love to be able to make someone feel that terrible, like, if they've upset me.
With Catherine, I feel like your stance is that you just don't care anymore and she's out of your life. And I respect that. I just... wanted to tell you, I've been spending time with her.
You know what? Somebody just came in. I'm sorry. You'll have to excuse me.
Okay.
It was so Southern.
Right.
She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Someone's at the door. I can't keep having this conversation. Right. No one was at the door.
Well, and so, again, I'm kind of at this point cheering for Naomi. Like, yeah, you got shut down, but good for you with Patricia. And then she goes to Craig to be like, I'm really upset. I feel bad about this thing. And Craig's being so great, and he's like...
I had, like, the most awkward interaction with Pat. I feel so bad.
You can try your hardest, but don't let them affect how you feel about yourself, which I'm sure was a huge lesson in, you know, in rehab, and, like, everyone's growing.
I was shocked that he was like, I'm totally on your side about all the JD stuff and all the Catherine stuff. I'm so glad you went and talked to Patricia. You should.
Yes, and was being so great. And then he was like, look, we're all growing. We're all changed. She goes, really? How have you grown?
Not in a mean way. Like,
do you feel like you're growing or?
Trying.
What are you doing?
I'm not, I don't know. I mean, I've gotten done a lot in the last 2 months.
Why do you think you've gotten done more things in the last 2 months and when we were together for almost 3 years?
Oh, that sounds like a loaded question, Naomi.
And, like, she said it in a nice way, but as he said, it's such a loaded question that you're like, where's this going, Naomi?
I'm with Naomi, though, because she didn't say, she took what he said. She didn't just out of nowhere say, how have you grown? He said, like, well, that's the reason why in the past 2 months I've gotten more done than I've done in the past, like, 3 years. And she's like, why do you think you've gotten more done? And he's like, what a loaded question. It's like, she literally just repeated the exact words you just said.
I just think it's an example of why exes need a break from all communication after a breakup. Because otherwise, like, you're still...
in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, and I also think they had such specific perspectives. Like, he's always going to think that she's giving him a dig. And I think that question from her was really just like, is it because we're not together? Like, I think that's what she was saying. It's like, why do you think you were able to get so much done in the past 2 months? Is it because you had this burden gone? Or, like, what about... I think she genuinely, like, wanted to know and probably was thinking of herself and how maybe the burden of their relationship was gone or whatever.
Yeah.
But he just... couldn't even see that. He took it as a dig.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that's been their relationship.
Right, exactly. What did you think when JD walked in with his wife?
Dude, JD just got here. With Liz. Like, what the is she doing?
JD, you okay?
Yeah, sorry we were running behind.
Liz just came in with JD. It makes me look like a
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I don't know. I think that it just made Naomi look... They all keep saying that she looked like an asshole for like going after him, and then Elizabeth shows up with him, and that's not why I think she's like an asshole. I think like her making Elizabeth show up with her husband into a thing makes her like an asshole. Like, guess what, Naomi? This isn't about you. Mm. Them trying to like fight for their marriage, if that's what they're saying that they're doing, or her standing by her man for like this one event or whatever it is, isn't about you and what you had said. Like, yeah. It was so crazy to me. She was kind of showing her age a little bit, because these are two people who are like much older, have a family, and like, I don't know, it's like so much bigger. And she was like, you look stupid.
We talked about this a little bit in this week's News and Booze, but Naomi had tweeted that Elizabeth signed off on everything Naomi said to JD at that party before and after. So I think for her, she's like, what the heck? Like, I stood up for you, and now you come in with your husband like everything's fine.
What the f***? How could she walk in to a party with him?
I don't know. I still think that, like, this is why you don't involve in other people's marriages, maybe. You're always going to wind up with egg on your face, like, no matter what. But next week, Catherine and what's-her-face, Ashley, go to lunch.
Yes.
On the next episode of Southern Charm.
I don't even know how long you guys have been together. I don't know when you met my kids.
The first time I had an interaction was like Mother's Day. Yeah.
So this episode of Real Housewives of New York was maybe one of the greatest Roni eps of all time.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Greatest?
I think we need to keep track of every time Megan says that this is one of the greatest episodes of all time.
Here's why. Because I've had at least three people in the office be like, wait, have you watched the episode yet?
Ooh.
So I think that...
Interesting.
Okay. I'll get into why I think that. The fashion moments.
Oh, my God.
That came into Ramona's party for Carol.
I just... Bethany said it best.
What happened to us? We went through the Midtown Tunnel and all took acid. The f*** are we wearing? Like, really? Carol, what the f*** are you wearing? Luann, what the f*** are you wearing? Ramona, what the f*** are you wearing? And Bethany, what the f*** am I wearing?
And that Carol, in interview chair, says... It's a major, major fashion moment. Talking about her tattoo bodysuit with her leather shorts. They are so jealous. And she didn't say it with even a hint of irony. And I was like, Carol, what?
No one is jealous of you. I mean, maybe some people are.
Oh, my God.
These girls are so jealous of my tattoo bodysuit. I mean, it's hilarious.
You're in Hamptons.
I know. It's a major, major fashion moment.
I don't think she looked crazy. I think that... If they weren't at, like, some dinner party, if she was just, like, out on the town in July in that outfit, it also was the fact that it was, like, it's, like, cold out. It just was, so, you hate it.
No, I hate it.
I didn't hate it. I hated Ramona's far more. I thought Ramona's dress was hideous.
I mean, I didn't love hers, but I was also, it's just what Sonia said about it, which was, like, would she say, like, you need to be sorry about that outfit?
Stop wearing my paint to anyone else.
Move on. Let's go sit down. You need to move on from that dress. That's for sure.
It was so good. Everybody's... And then what I loved was them giving... what's his name? Dennis. The sweater fit right in. It was like he clearly knew where he was coming to this crazy acid party.
That sweater on Dennis. Oh.
It needed to be like maybe two sizes bigger.
No.
But I loved
it. It needed to be burned.
No, I loved it.
So ugly.
I'm here for it, Dennis. I'm here for it.
And
Luann.
Luann's hair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With the feathers.
Yeah. And Sonia's top, too.
Which was Luann's.
It was all a mess.
It was. You say mess. I say a feast for the eyes.
Okay. And then that's not even the best part of the episode. The best part for me at the episode was when they're at the dinner table and Luann trying to make casual conversation with Bethany's date, not realizing, no, that's the guy you eviscerated at a reunion two seasons ago. And Bethany had to call his daughter to prove that she wasn't having an affair with him.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows it. You're going out with a married man.
I know this has been going on for a long time. So as much as you want to say that he's separated, you're separated, that is not the case. That is a lie,
that's
and you're a
absolutely
hypocrite.
Absolutely.
There you
case.
Go.
My favorite, Bethany. No, this is the guy.
This is him. And then Luann just is like, oh, okay.
And like keeps chewing like she just commented on the weather.
I don't know the story.
Am I lying?
That they had met and started an affair when he was married. Is this all new to you?
This is the one.
That's the guy. That's the one. You're sitting across from him.
It's so good. I mean, like, I think Dorinda's reaction was all of us when she was in an interview and like couldn't stop laughing.
Right. Yes.
Ugh. It was just so delicious.
It was as if someone took a it's just so great. I can't think. I started. Sorry.
I loved the moment when they were all fighting and Dennis was like, I was just told to stand by this chair.
Which I don't for one second disbelieve. I think Bethany was like, you stand right here.
Oh my God, have you been over there?
What's going on?
I don't know. All of a sudden we're talking and
I just
heard
this chair.
A lot of yelling.
But I just want to comment on Bethany for a moment because I feel like she's kind of taken a role of Sonia's defender.
Yeah.
Or kind of like a voice of reason.
Yeah.
In a way that she's always been very voice of reason-y, but with an angle.
Right.
But I feel like this time she's really just being like when Dorinda was like egging Tinsley on, Bethany was like, there's enough going on right now. Like, you don't need to egg this. Like,
yeah.
Stop.
A lot of yelling, and I just don't think that I'm gonna get involved in that yelling.
You should. This is your moment.
I'm not gonna lie to you, everyone. I'm trying to stoke the fires of the old Tinsley and Sonia interaction there, just a little.
I didn't know what's going on.
Gotta go in, gotta talk. You have to go in and talk.
I will.
What's enough going on?
Sonia needs kind of a defender right now.
There's a real divide, and I don't know if this is because they're fighting or it's causing the fight, but it's like Carol is very much Ramona and Tinsley.
Yes.
And Bethany's like, but Sonia, like, right. What about Sonia? So.
Oh, my God. I just wrote down, Mommy, Scotty.
Mommy, Scotty,
Sonia, why do you keep saying that?
Sonia is saying that that's who's paying for Tinsley's life. But again, in the words of Bethany Frankel, we're fighting over who's paying for your life. It's
yeah.
So crazy.
I just love Tinsley being like, shut your mouth and shut your legs. And then she goes to the caterers. It's like, does someone have a pen?
Does anyone have a pen?
So she can fill out this check to prove she has money.
Shut your mouth and shut your fucking leg. Sorry, I need a pen, somebody. Sorry.
Oh, my God. And then Ramona, like, freaking out about her glass and then the burning check on the plate. She's like, my plate! It just was, like, so Ramona.
I can't believe you didn't think this was such a good episode.
So I don't know.
So many things.
I mean, it was amazing. I think I liked Not Well, Bitch better.
I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not Well, Bitch.
Both great, though. I thought, what did you think about Sonia being like, Dorinda, I'm about to leave. Can I talk to you for a moment? I thought that was like very mature and like cool of Sonia.
Yeah.
I was
and
like
also,
shocked.
Even Dorinda admittedly to Ramona the next day is like, I said I would never talk to her again. And then she was like, can I talk to you for a moment? And then I heard her out. It was just like, exactly.
I'm always afraid when I talk to Sonia privately that we then go off on another tangent. And at the end of the day, is it going to frustrate me? And then it's going to turn south again.
What did you think of the text message? I tried to pause it and really read what it said.
I thought Sonia shouldn't have sent it, but I understood why she sent it. Like, if she had sent a more to-the-point text that wasn't attacking, it was just like, you know the truth about my marriage. Why didn't you say anything? Then that puts Ramona in a position where she has to give a reason. But when you start being like, you're an asshole, or
you're a
POS, like, yeah, then Ramona's going to be like, you know what? I'm done. Thanks.
Yeah.
But I get Sonia's anger.
I
honestly.
Totally do, too. Especially when it's like Ramona.
Yeah.
Like, they know each other's, like, history. And it would have been nice for Ramona to be like, you're both kind of wrong. Let's just take a step back. But it's like, I think Ramona's like done with Sonia.
Yeah.
She's like over it.
I worry that is the case.
I worry it's the case too. And then there was this weird brunch at Top and Rose.
Yeah.
Where Ramona couldn't even bear to be across from Sonia. So she had to go sit weird in between Tinsley and Carol.
I know what to do. Where's my phone? I'm going to show her something on my phone. Where's my purse? Where did my purse go?
Yeah.
I don't want to be rude, but I'm just uncomfortable. I'm just not comfortable.
But I do know that feeling when you just, like, you don't even look at someone. You're just, like, done.
Yeah. It just makes me so sad that it's Ramona and Sonia. I know.
Because I will say, unlike Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump, this is a friendship that I think could end.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I don't know what the difference is, but I don't know.
I do think that it's a little like, and I think Bethany was kind of getting at this, and so was Luann to Dorinda after the, like, first big brunch blow up of, like, I really don't think Sonia knows what she does. It's like, I don't think she means to be mean. Like, I think her telling Ramona she's an asshole and a POS, like, I think she is trying to be direct and mean. But all the other stuff, I don't think she is.
Yeah. We also have to remember, she has been juicing. So, like,
who knows? I mean, she's just hungry.
Yeah.
None of us can be held responsible for her actions.
It's true.
While juicing.
Anyway. I just hope Ramona and Sonia are okay.
I wonder if it's a little bit, I have to go rewatch exactly the episodes, but like Ramona's marriage broke up so publicly and like all of her stuff was out there. Maybe she feels less sympathy for Sonia.
Can't compare tragedies.
True.
Right.
True.
Right. I thought it was so interesting that Bethany, though, was like, it is like a death. And, like, because I've heard that the divorce is like a death, and, like, people say that all the time. But then you talk to someone who actually lost their husband, and I feel like you have to kind of be like, no, it's not the same, you know?
But, I mean, I've never had either. Like, how do we know, you know? And Sonia doesn't know what it is to lose a spouse. So, I mean, maybe this is the worst thing that's ever happened to her.
Right.
I don't know. Does it matter? Does it matter whose is worse? Like, you've both been in terrible pain. Just... if you don't want to hear about it, don't be friends.
Yeah. I don't know. I do think that there's something different, though, about... even if, like, you didn't want to get divorced...
I just feel like...
it's something about, like, there's not a choice in the matter. I think that's the difference. It's like when someone dies, there's no choice. You know?
And Dorinda has been divorced, too.
Yeah.
So she's been through both, and she's saying the death is worse.
Yeah, true. But Vanderpump Rules ended this week. Lala performed. Everyone is adjusting and reacting to Jax and Brittany being over. So I talked to Stassi.
Great.
I talked to her about everything that happened this season, everything that's happened since this season, and I got some sneaks from the reunion. We are here with Stassi Schroeder.
Sup?
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming on again.
Yeah, I love doing this.
Yay. I guess you're practiced.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, sorry, I'm drinking so much. I'm hungover a little. No. So I'm dehydrated.
What did you get up to? Oh, Watch What Happens Live.
Watch What Happens Live.
Right,
yeah.
Duh.
And if you saw, I mean, Brittany had to do the Jax game, so I got wasted because I drank for everything.
Oh, my God, so funny. I saw that you, when I watched, you haven't listened to Sheena's podcast.
No, Are you? I only have so many hours in the day. Do you really think I'm going to set aside one of them to listen to Sheena's podcast? Are you serious?
I was just talking to Brittany about how she doesn't think you guys can ever come to. No,
we don't have. I don't have to fight with her. Like, I can be in the same room and like just. Like, let's small talk. Do you know what I mean? I guess. Right. But we don't have anything in common. So it's just, yeah.
We're going to go ahead and talk about your new relationship.
Yeah.
We've seen so many fun photos with you guys on Instagram and stuff. It seems like such a positive, fun, goofy.
It is. It's so weird because, like, I'm like, is this what a relationship is supposed to be like? Where, like, someone's just nice to you all the time? I'm like, I've realized that I've never been... in a healthy relationship ever yet. Like, this is my first one. Like, and so it kind of makes me sad. Like, wow, like, what was I doing wrong? You know what I mean? But it's also like, whoa, now I can really appreciate like how wonderful this is and how fun and easy it is. Like, God, I can be happy all the time.
What is so different?
I feel really accepted. I feel really accepted. Like I can 100% be myself and still feel loved. Do you know what I mean? And he's just so nice to me. You know that he's so caring and so laid back and just wants to like do good by me. So it's like, yeah, it's really nice.
Does he have any issues with the show or coming on or anything?
No, which is that he doesn't have any issues about anything. So like it's very nice. Yeah,
that's awesome. How did you guys meet?
Well, Kristen and Katie had been trying to set us up like during like Patrick and I's first breakup, like 2 years ago or however long that was. And we didn't meet. It just didn't work. And then at the end of August, Kristen messaged me and everyone was like watching the fight at her apartment. And she was like, come. And I was like, I don't like sports. Fuck no. And she's like, Bo's here. Seriously, Stassi, come. I'm like, no, like, I don't know him. Like, I'm not going to like come to the fight just to like, no. And she like lit a fire under my ass and forced me to come. So we finally met and we took it slow for like 6 months. And then I wanted to be single until I was 30. It was like something I had said. I turned 30 in June and I really wanted to just like have a year to be single. But it just became something that was like, okay, inevitable. Like, obviously, we're not going to be with anyone else now. Like, it just got too intense. So.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah. So being set up by your best friends, that works.
Yeah. I was going to say not on online dating or apps or anything, which is like the first I've heard in a while of anyone I know. I feel like everyone is just meeting that way.
Really?
Yeah.
It's tough. That's really tough. I mean, I did that for a little bit, but you don't know anyone. You know what I mean? It's so nice to like the fact that Katie and Kristen had been wanting to do that for so long, for years. And they knew him, so they knew I would like him, and they knew that he would like me, which is ironic because when they showed him my Instagram, he said no.
No way.
Yes.
He was just like, why?
Because he said it looked like I was the type of girl that like likes to go out to clubs and just get bottle service.
I was like, wrong.
Yeah, I never go to clubs. I mean, I never legitimately ever. It has to be like someone's birthday.
I
like our local bars.
Okay.
So, no, that's not really, like, how I'm, like, at all. But he thought I was just going to be, like, a prissy little bitch.
Little did he know.
Yeah. That I am a prissy little bitch.
Because Rachel O'Brien told us that you were kicked off Raya.
Twice.
Twice?
Yeah. So I was able to get back on. And then I had to, like, beg them. I had to, like, send letters and get other people to, like, send letters. And they don't just have, like, a number you can call.
Right.
It's really hard. It's like they're this, like, covert like thing, like you can't find them, they're like in a basement somewhere, like it's weird. But yeah, I got kicked off twice.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore.
You, Raya.
Yeah, you, Raya. I mean, I can't get on it, so you, Raya. So I want to talk a little bit about the end of the season. You've seen it all, so we see this last scene kind of between you, Patrick,
so,
and Lisa Vanderpump. You think it's embarrassing?
Oh my God, I watched it, that because we have to obviously, you know, watch everything before the reunion. So I watched it the other day at 1 a.m, the day before the reunion, and I was in my bed cringing. Like, I almost turned it off because I was like, this is so embarrassing. I can't even string a sentence together. Like, Patrick looks like the biggest douche. I don't remember any of this. Like, what was I thinking in that moment? Like, I don't remember him saying all that stuff about Lisa's butt. Like, was I just like tuned out? Did I check out? And I was just like, I have no idea. Like, how did I not say, like, dude, you said something about her ass like 8 times. How did I not say that? I don't know.
I was going to ask about that because, like, what were you thinking at the time?
I don't remember that.
Right. Do you think, because I think when we were watching it, it was like Lisa met him and she kind of ribbed him. And I think from then on, the rest of the night was just like not going to go well.
It wasn't. Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think Lisa had crossed a line or?
No, I don't think what she said was that bad. Like, looking back on it, all she said was, where have you been all this time? You know, and I would have preferred to have him be like a normal laid back human being who could just like let it roll off his back. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But no, I knew, like, in that second, because I did remember her saying that. I knew in that second, I was like, oh, this is going to suck. Like, he's gonna shut down. Yeah, that was bad.
We've kind of talked about on the show with other people before, like Lauren and Carl. The chance to kind of, like, look back at a relationship and, like, watch. Like, what is that like?
Oh, my God. It's crazy. I was so... If I didn't see that on TV, I would remember my relationship very differently. Like, when you're so deep in something, and, you know, we were together on and off for 4 years, it's a really long time. Like, I couldn't see it for what it was. Watching it back is it's crazy. Lisa always tells us this, that, you know, one of the great things about reality TV is that it's like a mirror. You know, as hard as it is to take, like, a really intense look at yourself or a relationship that you have, it helps, you know, because it really helps you to just be better.
Right. Was there any, like, certain point watching this season that you were like, I can't believe that this is how he was, or and I didn't see it, or
my birthday? I'm like, well, how did I not get mad that he didn't dress up? You know what I mean? Like, why can't you just put on a f-ing costume? Like, why can't you just, like, be easy? I just don't get it. And when he told Katie and Kristen that I could bang other people just as long as it wasn't an emotional relationship, wish he told me that to my face. I would have been hooking up with dudes for 4 years. Like, what?
Do you think he was really being honest?
No, I don't think he was being honest. I think he was just trying to... I think his problem was that he, I think, tried too hard to just be cool every time he filmed, that it just blew up in his face.
Right. I think what I love about you and what viewers love about you is you're this, like, kind of badass alpha female lady. But I feel like when we watched you with Patrick, that kind of all went away.
Everyone tells me that. Yeah. Everyone tells me. And that I noticed that when I watched it. I didn't know I was like that. I had no idea that that's what I was like in that relationship until I watched it back. And I'm like, why am I not even talking? Like, why am I just letting him, like, cut me off? Why am I, like, why is this all happening? Why am I walking on eggshells? Like, I'm minding my P's and Q's. I'm not expressing myself and I'm not being myself. That was really strange to watch.
Has he reached out to you at all during the season, or are you guys still in touch?
No. I mean, he reached out to me when I went through, like, a hard time with my podcast and, like, things that I said. And that was really nice. But other than that, no. And, yeah. I don't even know if he watches it.
I don't understand when people say that they don't watch. I feel like I don't couldn't think he help but watch.
Oh, yeah. That's how I am. But I'm, like, a masochist. Like, I have to torture myself.
I think I
have
too.
To watch. But, he no, I don't think he watches.
So what's next for you until maybe season 7?
Just travel, having fun, relax. I'm so excited. I'm going to Italy.
Where are you going in Italy?
My boyfriend's family is, half of his family's from there.
Oh,
so we're going
God.
To Milan and some cities right outside.
Oh my God. Have you ever been to Italy?
I have, yes. Oh but God. I've never been to that area.
Yeah, I was in Milan in a train station, like, overnight once. When I was really broke and, like, backpacking. Don't do that is my advice. We hear that Sheena and Jax kind of got into it at the reunion.
Sheena kind of got into it with everyone at the reunion, I think. Yeah, her and Jax did a little, but her and Lala did a lot.
Really? Because I always felt like they were friends.
They were, and I think they will be again. I feel like they will be again, but they have some issues to work out.
Any advice for Lala or Sheena?
No.
I feel like you're in a unique position this season because you have also dated Jax.
Okay.
Brittany is in the room. I had to do a drinking game last night. Right. Yeah. So, like, what is that like, having your own experiences with him and being such good friends with Brittany?
Honestly, I wish I could say it was weird, but it's not. I think with her group of friends, we've all been friends for so long, and we've all dated each other. Because, you know, it's like I dated Peter, too.
Right.
You know, and, like, Kristen dated Sandoval and James. So we've all kind of, like, had... are things where we've dated people that we know. So it's never been uncomfortable. And it was so long ago. It's not like this is, like, my most recent boyfriend. I've had boyfriends in between that. So it was a really long time ago.
Brittany has said Jax has, like, really turned over a new leaf and that everyone kind of sees that.
Yeah. I don't know how much, you know, I don't like talking about his family, meaning that's not my place to really talk about somebody else's family. But I think that having gone through what he went through, we all have noticed a change in him. He's way more calm. I haven't seen or heard of any tantrums that, you know, from him. I hope that it sticks. Yeah.
Are you still event planning?
I am working with Lisa, but I'm not hardcore event planning. Okay. So listen, I just want to learn everything I possibly can from Lisa. So anytime I can work for her and do things for her and learn, I'm all about it.
You and her have such an interesting relationship because I feel like there was a point in time that wasn't so great.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't my biggest, a big fan of mine when I left Sir and left the show also, and the way that I handled it, rightfully so, for her to be frustrated with me. So it took a really long time for me to get back into her good graces. Yeah.
But you're clearly good now.
Yeah. No, now we're great. It just took a while. She's not someone that forgives overnight.
That's something that I've learned watching Beverly Hills. Do you watch Beverly Hills?
That's the one I don't. It's too close.
Yeah, I was wondering, would it be like, weird?
I don't really like, it doesn't, yeah. I like New York Housewives. That's my favorite one. But Beverly Hills, it's good. It's just like, I'm around it so much that it, yeah.
Right, right. I'd love to talk to you about New York. Like, who would you want to join the cast of Vanderpump Rules?
Oh, well, Dorinda is so fucking nice. I've met her so many times and I love her. I want to take her out of it for that reason. Because, like, meaning, like, I'm going to take her out of bringing her to us because she's too nice.
You don't want to put her through.
I think I would take Sonia. I think she makes for such good TV. I mean, I love it. I love when her and Bethany fight. I love, like, one of my favorite scenes in the whole that I ever saw on any show on Bravo. I will say Sonia goes into Bethany's office and is talking about how she's going to have a alcohol line or a wine line or whatever, or something, I don't know what you would call it, a brand, and she's just, they're both talking about being business women, and Sonia starts crying. It's like, I don't understand why you have to be so mean to me. And Bethany is just giving it. I'm like, but you understand, like, you can't just, like, say you have something when you don't. Like, you can't just, like, you know, like, Sheena, you can't just say you have a good podcast when you don't.
Ooh.
Ba-dum-boom.
Ba-dum-ching. No, I love Sonia. I was actually thinking Sonia would be a good addition. And she can party. Oh, she can hang.
Oh, yeah.
Will you be attending Tom Tom when it opens?
Of course.
Yeah. Are you so excited?
Maybe they'll let me plan some shit there.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping, that you guys would combine forces.
I hope so.
And then with Lala, I know you did her event.
Yes.
You guys are still, you've kind of come a long way.
No, we totally have. I mean, when she came in, you know, that first season that she did, I wasn't around. So I, you know, everyone who had issues with her, well, they were around her at Sir, and they were around that, you know, the group and all that stuff. So I was just hearing things, you know, and we had a bit of a rocky start for a really long time. But I really like her. I really like Lala. I think, you know, I really like people that are authentic and just, like, lay it all out there. And I think she really is super real, and she just embraces who she is. And I'm attracted to that. Like, I like to have friends like that.
I like, too, that she's, like, really calling people out this season.
Totally.
Holding people's feet to the fire.
You know, it's so nice because I feel like I get to sit back whenever I'm next to her. And I'm like, I'll let you take this. I sat next to her at the reunion. I was like, I'm going to give me the popcorn, girl. Go for it.
You have, like, a partner in crime now for calling people out. I have a random question that's, like, something that irks us from, like, season over season. We've always wanted to know.
Okay.
Did you take Jax's dog?
Yeah.
Okay, so you did.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like that. I didn't, okay, like, steal it.
Well, steal her. Explain the situation.
Jax's parents were giving away Zoe, their dog, and we took her in right before we broke up. And so in the breakup, I got her.
Yeah. I see. Yes. Okay. So it was more just like collateral damage, divorce. I got the dog at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And thank I still you. Have her, yes.
How is she?
She's old, so she's aww. Just, she's blind now.
Aww.
But she loves to sleep, so there's that.
Amazing. Any final thoughts about the season or what happened or the reunion?
No, I'm just like so glad it's over and we can like chill and like just on to the next, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Well, I can't wait. And I can't wait to meet your boyfriend, hopefully on the show if there's a seventh season.
I know. Exciting.
Yay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you so much, Stassi. You were so fun as usual. Great afternoon with you and Brittany. They were like in the room for each other, so it was fun.
Oh, they were like sitting behind?
Yeah, like I think Stassi came at the end of Brittany's, and then Brittany was here for like all of Stassi's.
I mean, I love that.
Okay, let's do Rose and Thorn.
What was your rose? My rose, I had a different rose because I watched the wrong episode of Southern Charm. But my rose is that teddy bear.
Look! Who is this from?
Craig.
Craig? Oh, he probably did it himself.
Craig embroidered it.
It's a, it look, look on the back is where he messed up.
Wow. Like, my question is, why even give the teddy bear at that point? The thought to be like, I tried. I wish he would have been in the room for that, though, so he could, like, explain.
I know.
I just love Craig so much. I feel like I now... I wish I would have watched some of the episodes before we interviewed him because now I, as much of a crush you have on him when he's in the room, like, I would have been, like, unable to look at him without, like, anyway, what was your rose?
I mean, can roses be shady things? Because mine was Andy talking to Dorit about how she was so pissed off that Kyle brought up drama at the Bella cover party. And he was like... No offense to Bella Magazine, but it's not Vogue.
I loved when he said that.
With all due to Bella, it's not Vogue. I mean,
he's so mean, Andy.
Andy was like firing on all cylinders at this reunion. He said, I wrote down a couple of shady things that he said.
Thorn?
My thorn is... I don't know. You go first.
So my thorn was... us finding out, because Jax is talking to Katie and Schwartz about how he just broke up with Brittany. And he's like, yeah, it was kind of the worst morning to do it. I mean, it's been great. Last night we had sex. And they're like, what? You had sex last night and you broke up with her this morning?
Yeah, it was really tough to do this morning because out of all the mornings, it was a great morning. You know, we had sex last night and this morning.
You had sex with her and then you broke up with her. That was the last douchebag move that you pull in her life.
Well, she initiated it.
That's how I feel about that statement.
Should that be your thorn too?
I mean, it might be. Ugh. My thorn shall be... Oh, we didn't even talk about Kirk. He's not my thorn, but I just want to be like, who is Kirk?
Who is Kirk?
Kirk is like Ramona's maybe new love interest.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Do you think he's gay?
I can never tell if she'd actually bring around anyone she's
actually dating.
Yeah.
I did. Remember we saw that one guy she was dating? He was like 30?
Yeah.
At that party?
Yeah. We should say we don't know if they were dating.
We don't know if they were dating. But
they looked
she was
cozy.
Canoodling.
This is a party you went to?
Yeah, we went to the like season...
premiere party. The ladies put it on. Like Ramona and Sonia were hosting it.
Well, there was already tension then. my thorn shall be, oh, there was like a lot of sadness on Potomac this week. So I'll give it to Potomac because Ashley had that like horrible conversation with her mom being like, are you going to leave this guy? Like she had to go to the, at one point her mom was like making excuses again. She's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And you heard her in the bathroom being like, what the f*** do I do? Like,
yeah.
If my mom won't like help herself, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
It's virtually impossible for me to help my mom if she doesn't want to help herself.
I don't know how one person could affect us this much.
It was really dark. It was just really hard to watch. And then we also found out this week that Monique had a miscarriage.
Right.
Just was like all really sad. I need some light on Potomac. So hopefully next week it gets a little...
I watched it. You will.
Okay, good.
So what were your roses and thorns for the week? We want to hear. Reach out to us using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Yes. And before we get into our fan shout-outs, we want to make, I don't know if it's a special announcement.
It's just an announcement.
It's just an announcement.
We were thinking, hey, Andy gets a break from Watch It Happens Live. Real Housewives get a break from Real Housewives. Should we take a little break from the podcast? Maybe.
But don't worry. It's only going to be 4 weeks. Four little old weeks. You won't even know that we left.
Yeah, they'll fly by.
Yep.
And it's not going to be a real break. Like, I have some plans for you guys.
Oh, great.
That you might not know about. We're going to do a lot of cool stuff and have a bunch ready for when we come back.
And in the meantime, we're still going to be watching the shows. We're still going to be talking about the show. So make sure you're following us on social. I am at Meg Segura on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Rachie Robb on Twitter and at Suspiciously Small on Instagram.
So yeah, if in this break you're feeling sad, you're feeling like you need your friends back, shoot us a message. All right?
And we're going to really try really hard to be really super active on our socials. So it's like we never left.
And stay subscribed because we might be dropping a couple mini episodes, a little surprise here and there throughout the month.
Yes. Right.
And if you have ideas for stuff you want to hear on the show when we come back, you can tweet them at me. I'm at @gross_raisin. Yeah, if you have ideas for questions we should ask in interviews or videos we should do.
Or stuff you want us to talk about if we're not talking about what you need.
Yeah, and you can always DM it to us. Yes. And we'll give you credit, probably. Maybe.
Probably. There's that whole fan shout-out section.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, do we have any this week?
Yes.
Fan shout-outs.
It's just a bird, you guys.
I want to shout out Courtney Dizzy. She commented, love your show. I listen while I get ready, and my husband swears I sound like you, to the point he walks in the bathroom about 5 times and says, did you say something to me? While I'm listening. Hashtag fan shout-out. So oh there God. You go. Fan shout out. And also, does that mean you have the world's most beautiful voice? I think so.
Yes. Oh my God. Also, Island Jana DM'd us about IUDs with just some very useful information. So yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Now I know my plan, my IUD plan.
Yes.
I want to shout out to Roxy_NJ for confirming that True Calling and The Dollhouse were both cultural touchstones.
Oh my God.
And not getting mad at me for not having seen The Notebook.
Well, we can't trust this person, obviously.
Oh, Amy Padilla at Amers232 wants to know our thoughts on Southern Charm New Orleans.
Oh, right. Yes, I meant to respond to that. I totally know what she's saying. She's like, you know, it seems different from Southern Charm. Should I get into this? Because I do love the original Southern Charm. I think go into it with, like, no expectations is my advice. Because they're different, but Southern Charm New Orleans is good. It brings its own kind of drama.
Like, I know it is Southern Charm, but like all of the housewives, like, a Jersey is very different than Bev.
Right.
Like,
you can't compare the two.
Which is why I think a lot of times you meet people and they're like, oh, I don't watch that one, or I only watch these two, which is wrong. But, like, it's all different flavors.
I went to a panel. We do sometimes do these internal panels with new cast members so people who work here can get to meet them. And they were amazing. And they are also, like, very well-versed in their Bravo. Like, they were referencing Bev Hills. They were referencing Vanderpump. So I trust anyone who's studied up on good TV.
So, obviously, fan shout-outs are a part of every episode. We've made it that way because all of your comments, all of your messages, they mean so much to us.
The show has changed so much in the 135 episodes that we've done. Like, when we first started, we were every day for 20 minutes. That was, please don't ask us to do that again, because that was really hard. But every change we've made along the way has been because fans have been like, we like this, please stop doing that. So yeah, let us know what you like and don't like. You keep us afloat.
Yes. And again, you can tweet me at Rachie Robb or DM me and follow me on Instagram at Suspiciously Small.
And I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
We love you. Bye. Yes, thank you so much.
Love
goodbye.
You.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
You're my family.
You're my family, and now we're abandoning you. I'm sorry. I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me. Kiss